Have you ever listened to a friend tell a terribly drawn out story? A story where they're including too many details, pausing too much, not really getting to the point, and you're just sitting there wondering why, where you've gone wrong to get you to this moment where you're sitting and listening to them ramble on. That is what an unedited podcast interview feels like. Back when Evo Terra was producing his daily podcast, Podcast Pontifications, he dropped a truth bomb for all of the record-to-tape or record-and-release podcasters. He said, quote, "But if you look at the larger universe of podcasting, which is now millions of podcasts strong, you'll see the podcast listeners are voting for the kinds of shows that take more time and care than can be put into a linear record and release style podcast." He was talking to the people who record a show and then just release it as is. And you definitely need to stop doing that. But from that ailment comes another symptom: people using Zoom to record. And you need to stop doing that too. Welcome to Podcast Workflows, where you get daily tips to improve your process, grow your show, and maybe even make some money. Each week, I also do a daily dive into the process of the world's most successful podcasters and reveal their tools, processes, and systems to help you simplify the production of your own show and reclaim hours in your day. You can improve your own podcast production process by seeing how the pros do it. I'm your host, Joe Casabona, and today we're going to talk a little bit about all of the things that people do when they record an interview that they shouldn't. Now, if you are a longtime podcaster or a longtime listener, you'll know that Zoom is not the best way to record. Maybe you're not using Zoom. Maybe you are anyway. Maybe you can share this with a friend. But I really want to drive this point home in a few ways. Similar to Evo's point earlier about not just recording and releasing a linear interview or a linear episode, listeners today, more than ever, expect quality. They want you to sound like you're in the room with your guest. And that's due in part to the consumerization of studio quality equipment. You can now get a good microphone for $100. But it's also because as technology and production quality changes, listener expectations are different. It's no longer just cool enough to record and release audio online. That's not novel anymore. Just like the first talkies, the first movies with audio could just be conversations in rooms because people were blown away by the fact that they were listening to synchronized sound. Luckily, sounding great with a guest is easier than ever with tools like Squadcast and Riverside, which record everyone's audio locally and separately. There's no weird robot voice from bad internet connections here, or no way around it like I had to do where I had my guest record their audio using QuickTime and then send it to me. But this is more than just production quality. This is important because bad audio can erode trust, which could stifle your podcast's growth and your ability to establish your expertise. One of the reasons my show grew so quickly when it first launched in 2016 is because I have always had a commitment to the best audio quality from the very beginning. So to recap, because I've made a couple of points here, record your interviews with a tool like Squadcast or Riverside. Plan your episodes and edit them. Don't just release a linear conversation, even if it's just minor edits. And make sure you're not using Zoom. I know that's the same as the first point, but I really want to drive it home. If you're not sure where to start, I recommend Squadcast. It comes with Descript, which is what I generally recommend for editing. So it's an all-in-one suite. It's really easy to use and it's very reliable. And try to get started right away. I know that you'll see an appreciable difference when you start making some of these changes, and they'll be sure to grow your show and get fantastic comments from listeners. If you liked this episode and want more content like it, as well as bonus episodes, a newsletter, my automations database, and monthly workshops, you can become a member of the Podcast Foundry over at podcastworkflows.com/join. Or you can connect with me on just about any social network, X, Threads, Instagram, LinkedIn, even TikTok. I am Jay Casabona on all of those networks. Thanks so much for listening. And until next time, I can't wait to see what you make.